Welcome to the Shepherd King Podcast. We exist to equip pastors and leaders in the local church to transcend beyond current culture, to see government through the lens of the gospel and engage as modeled in the scriptures.
I am Leo Lazzarini.
And I'm Greg Baker.
Thank you for joining us on one more episode of the Shepherd King Podcast. We have been very excited and inspired and just thankful for the opportunity to be talking about kingdom culture, bringing kingdom culture to government. It is really the what we do in the Church Ambassador Network, is being ambassadors of God's kingdom to on the halls of government to our modern kings. And so this topic is very exciting for us, isn't it, Greg?
Enjoying it very much. I love this one.
Today we are excited to talk about what it looks like to build and to bring kingdom culture to government. It will be more of a practical episode. We have been talking about concepts, defining terms. We have been talking about principles. But today the goal is to be practical. So Greg, what does it look like to build kingdom culture?
Culture begins with values. Everyone and everywhere has values. And those values will ultimately build the foundation of that culture. You need to clearly write out and articulate your values and regularly review them. Writing out your values is a good exercise because what it does is it requires you to figure out, what do I value? But then once you're there, it's like, okay, let's clearly articulate and remind ourselves of this. So you and I both attend the same church here, Leo. We both go to Walnut Creek Church. Our church has values. Mm-hmm. And we have six of them: Christ-centered, grace-driven, mission-focused, problem-solvers, team players. Church actually has five. We have six of the Church Ambassador Network. When the Church Ambassador Network, when we saw our church do this, it's like, we need this in the Church Ambassador Network. We need to clearly define what is our value, especially if we're going to multiply and teach this to other people. What was our secret sauce? Why did this work? Mm-hmm. It wasn't the things we were doing. It was the values we held, and the values that we held inform the things that we do. Mm-hmm. So we said in the Church Ambassador Network, we are nonpartisan because God does not fit in a box. Mm-hmm. We are Christ-centered because we do not want to be to lean towards behavior modification, but transformation. We are grace-driven because we know in government grace is too rare, but it is not rare in the kingdom of God, and praise the Lord for it. We are prayer focused. Some strongholds only come down by prayer and fasting. We must pray for those in authority. We are relationally built. Transformation does not come without relationship. Putting up a tent once every year and expecting the town to change would never happen. The local church has always had built a permanent infrastructure in the city with people there. In government, we needed to build a permanent infrastructure with people regularly there. And lastly, we're partnership-minded. These two institutions are separate, but they're made to work together and to serve differently. And those six values drive who we are day after day after day, just like these values do our church. You must clearly define them, and you got to teach people in them. Mm-hmm. Every place should have a clearly established set of values.
That's good, Greg. Greg, what are you mentioned values? So that's definitely one tool that we have used specifically for our ministry here, and of course our church has used the core values, and we highlight that in our team meetings at the church, which we do here as well. We highlight them over and over, even to remind ourselves, and we do need it. You mentioned a couple episodes ago how the natural stream direction of culture is not actually a good one. We need to be intentional to reverse that. So reminding each other of those core values is so important in defining them. So that's one of the tools. What are some other tools that you see as important as we work to build such a culture among a group of people?
What I love about our church, Leo, is we have an incredible culture on reading the Word. Mm-hmm. And what's so amazing, when the culture is leaning towards reading the Word of God, guess what people do? They read the word. And you can go to just about any coffee shop in this city in the morning, and you're going to find at least one Walnut Creeker reading their Bible there. Mm-hmm. And that makes a huge impact. Why did I end up reading my Bible every day? Because everyone around me was reading it. And then I got transformed as they got transformed. It's just building this momentum. We need to build a culture around the word. So we started the Church Ambassador Network in 2014. We knew the word had to be at the epicenter. And something we committed to way back then was that we will bring the word to every government meeting. Mm-hmm. And what that does, it sets the thermostat of the meeting. Mm-hmm. And we don't bring the word at the end of it. It's right there at the beginning.
That's good.
Setting the tone. So much so we're known for it today. Nobody mm-hmm. thinks anything of it anymore. We bring the word. We want a culture of welcoming, hospitality, inviting people. As a church, we want to make sure that we are regularly welcoming people in. Jesus says to go out and compel people to come in. Mm-hmm. We want to have a welcoming environment at the Capitol. We want people to be able to feel safely able to come up regardless mm-hmm. of political affiliation. We want to serve in kindness and hospitality as we're bringing the word and truth. Mm. We want a culture of prayer. We want to be a people that regularly pray so much so that it inspires others to pray, that our natural turning point when we get stuck is to pray. Hmm. And that's why even in our government meetings, every meeting ends in prayer. It conditions us to pray, and it invites the people we're meeting with, whether or not they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're inviting them into a conversation with their creator, mm. with the hope that the dialogue continues when we're gone mm-hmm. and we become known for it. We want a culture of vulnerability. Vulnerability mm-hmm. brings vulnerability, and vulnerability leads to confession. If you do not lead out in vulnerability, you can't expect people mm-hmm. to be vulnerable in return. So often we go in and we ask deep questions, thinking people are just going to spill their problems before us, but they're not. Mm-hmm. They need to feel safe, and the best way to feel safe is, I'm going to take a risk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lead out. I'm going to share some things that are a risk to my reputation before you. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it creates a safe place. Vulnerability brings vulnerability. Evangelism. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be apologetic about the gospel. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a coward. It is unloving for me mm-hmm. to withhold the message. We want to build a culture of people who are regularly sharing the gospel and challenge each other to do so. And what's remarkable is when you get known for it, people just expect it. Mm-hmm. They just see it. And we want to talk about God organically. Mm-hmm. We don't only want to talk about God. We talked about this in the last episode, Leo, about during structured God times. We want God to just to be the overflow of our conversation mm-hmm. that we can't help but talk about him. All these things are tools that not doing them once, but just building the habit of doing it day after day after day. That not only does your culture for your own life flow in the right direction, it brings other people with you. Mm. But as you can imagine, Leo, this is not what naturally happens. Mm-hmm. I'm not naturally just going to say, you know, I'm going to get up and read my Bible today. Mm. I'm going to invite people. I'm going to share the gospel. I'm going to pray. My natural tendency is to do everything but that. Mm-hmm. I'm always amazed. I'll get in an argument about Hawkeye and Cyclone football way quicker than I will talk about someone's eternal destination with heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to work for this. That's where culture requires intentionality. I got to intentionally choose to bring these tools. And when I and others around me choose to do it, it is easier to pursue it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm around a bunch of people that don't want to read the word of God and my flesh already doesn't want to, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And we see this all the time in the church, Leo. Mm-hmm. People are part of the church maybe on Sunday, and the rest of the week they're outside of it, and you don't see transformation in their lives. Mm-hmm. Transformation is found by emerging yourself in a biblical, healthy, God-centered, kingdom-minded culture. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to do is invite those outside to come taste it.
Yes.
And what'll happen is some will taste it and say, I want to stay. Mm-hmm. And that was you and me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. That's very true, Greg. You highlighted really well what the importance of culture and how those tools, they're important to be intentional about them. Now, Greg, let's shift to this another, the next step, or let's say, the other side of it, which is bringing that culture. How do you bring that culture? Let's start with the church, your community group, your church. How do you bring that within the context of your church as a member, as perhaps a community group leader, small group leader, whatever the context it is of our listeners, you know, member there at the church. How do you bring that at the church first? And then I'd love to talk about that in government.
Yeah, I think about when we're in community, we're eating a full course meal together.
Mm-hmm.
When we are going out, we're giving them a sample of what we get to enjoy. You and I should be so blessed by the culture of our church that has transformed us that we want to share with other people. And a simple thing for those who are in church, a natural question that you get on Monday morning, what did you do over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And how many Mondays do people ask that? Almost every single Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I went to church. I did this with my community group. Well, after a while, guess what you get known for?
Mm-hmm.
The person that goes to church.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mission in my life to be a token Jesus freak in people's life. Everyone collects different kinds of friends. This is my white friend. This is my African-American friend. This is my Hispanic friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is my friend that moved here from the South. Like whatever it is, we collect all sorts of different kinds of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the Christian friend you collect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to be the one that's like, man, when life gets hard and I need to learn more about God,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to that person. I want to be known for it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I did years ago, Leo, I found I was such a chicken with sharing the gospel. I mm-hmm. chickened out so many times. I started carrying my Bible literally everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
I just started carrying it. And you know why? If I ask you to go out to lunch, there's a high chance that I might open up the Bible with you. If you took a risk, I'm going to go to lunch with a dude that carries his Bible everywhere. What's he probably going to talk to me about?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is someone may not be immersed in the Word of God every day like we should be, but we can just give them a little bit of a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share this word with you? Especially if we're getting to know people like at work and you're getting to know their lives, do you mind if I just share this little bit of scripture with you?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be the token Jesus freak.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put things on my desk that show that I love the Lord.
Right.
I want to open up the Bible, have my quiet times during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to carry it. I want to freely talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is I'll naturally bring it to other people, and some will push you away for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be amazed at how many will pull you in, or even some of those who pushed you away, that something happens in their lives and they're pulling you in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what it looks like to bring it. You're just constantly bringing little teaspoons. And the hope is that they say, I want more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, come to the culture we built.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my home for Bible study. We'll give you the full meal.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my church on Sunday and we'll give you the full meal.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll eat, and then someday, Lord willing, they partake.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going out
mm-hmm.
and bringing it. And that is how the Lord has grown his church since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly like that. Building and bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about John Wesley and the old circuit rider days.
Mm-hmm.
They would come together in the morning. They'd encourage each other in the word, these circuit riders. And then they would go out and bring what they learned from each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a bunch of circuit riders.
That's great. That's really good, Greg. Greg, let's pivot to government. What does it look like bringing that to the context of our government? There's so many ways that believers can engage government. There's so many ways that believers are invited to engage government. What does it look like to engage in such a way where you're bringing that culture to government? How is it done? Share with us what you have done here in Iowa as well.
We make the Bible relevant to their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, we begin every meeting in the Word,
mm-hmm.
every meeting. And we start with who they are in Christ, whether it be as a government leader or as a person. Who has God called them to be?
Mm-hmm.
when they're wrestling various different issues, we bring the word to it. How does the word speak to it? And sometimes the word's very convenient for it, like it's agreeing with you, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's not. But on both sides of the aisle, you will agree or disagree with the word at some point in time. Mm-hmm. That's just our human condition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We pray with you. We invite you into prayer mm-hmm. with us. We are bringing those from the church regularly before you, tasting the shepherds of the church pastors before the shepherds of government, helping them see what does the shepherd of the church look like. Mm-hmm. But what we are doing is we are taking literally the methods laid out in the book of Acts mm-hmm. and applying it to government. We decide we're going to throw out every political strategy book there is out there, mm-hmm. and we're just going to implement the book of Acts, mm-hmm. just subtly bringing and inviting you in to the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And people would be utterly amazed at who responds. Mm-hmm. We meet government leaders. I have a huge heart for those who are in foster care, mm-hmm. a huge heart for those who are in addictions. The word of God has so much to say about that. Mm-hmm. How do we help you see it? And how, what we try to do is we want to speak to your priorities. We want to speak to your burdens. And we want to help you see what you don't see. Mm-hmm. That's what we're constantly trying to do. And we're using the word. The word is the epicenter of our strategy. We don't hide from it. We utilize it. Mm-hmm. But what makes it effective is that we don't take snippets of it. We bring the entirety of the word. Mm-hmm. And what do I mean by that? We're not only speaking to a couple cultural issues. We are showing our government leaders that everything they work on, the Bible speaks to. Mm-hmm. And because it speaks to everything you work on, there will be a moment it's convenient for you, but there'll also be a moment that it's inconvenient for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And we might be one meeting out of 20 you have that day, mm-hmm. but I promise you'll have no other meeting like it. Mm-hmm. We want to stand out so much so we want you to almost be excited to see us, mm-hmm. even when we're inconvenient sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to get my time with the Lord in the morning. He's inconvenient for me every morning. Mm. But it is a joy to conform to him. Why? Because it brings life. Mm-hmm. And for those who desire life, it is a joy to conform, mm. even when you don't line up. Mm-hmm.
That's good, Greg. That's well said, Greg. Greg, you have mentioned this before in other episodes in the past, but tell us, what does it look like in the Capitol here in Iowa? Just to wrap up our time, what does it look like at the Capitol to talk to a legislator about it, or maybe executive branch? Like, what does that, is that possible? Can we do that?
So obviously, we do this in multiple states now.
Right.
We're spoiled here. We live in a small state, so we literally send in a piece of paper and a lawmaker comes out and has a discussion with us. Executive branch leaders, we make appointments with them and sit in their office. A lot of times we begin with a 5-minute meeting, 10-minute meeting, but as we show value, those who are hungry for the kingdom of God, we can have hour, 2-hour long meetings sometimes. Mm. But it didn't start there. Right. We just had a high-ranking government leader here that we used to meet with maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. We met with them for over an hour the other day and probably could have actually stayed longer. I'm the one that ended the meeting for his secretary to let us come back someday. Mm-hmm. But in other states, we're constantly setting up meetings, sometimes in the district for which the legislator resides or right there at their Capitol building. Mm-hmm. The bigger the state, the more we have to go to the district. But our goal is if we do our job well, that we should be relevant in every capital of the world. Mm-hmm. And that includes Beijing, China, Moscow, Russia. Right. Brasilia, Brasil. Hey,
there we go.
Yes.
That's good.
And Washington, D.C.
Amen. That's good. The beautiful thing about the kingdom of God is that the desire that God has is for every person in this world to taste that. So there's no barriers.
That's right.
So I love our missionaries in our church and, you know, missionaries in general, just the effort that they take to bring the word of God in that culture to a culture that's so different than our, you know, current culture, and just the language barrier, the challenge it is to learn a new language so you can communicate, you know, the word of God and bring that culture. It's a beautiful thing, but it highlights the heart of God that every person, he wants them to know his kingdom tastes a little bit of his love and his kingdom. So, well, thank you, Greg, for sharing about building kingdom culture and bringing kingdom culture. Our hope is that as you listen to this series in our episode, that you're inspired to share the gospel, bring God's word and his kingdom to wherever you go, including the halls of government. So I hope you join us again on our next episode.
The Shepherd King Podcast is brought to you by the Church Ambassador Network, a ministry of the Family Leader Foundation that inspires the church to engage government for the advance of God's kingdom. For more information about the Church Ambassador Network, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, thefamilyleader.com/church.